The white-gloved waiters pour tea from gleaming silver teapots as we listen to the announcement that is certain to make the Victorian economy sing. First Anne Sherry, Carnival Australia's executive chair, welcomed the crowd as teacups and saucers clinked.
I just wanted to say how important Melbourne is as a market to us now. Sydney, we're capacity constrained. Melbourne, we've got opportunity to bring more ships to town and we will be doing that. So sailing from your doorstep rather than having to fly somewhere else to sail is a tease that we really wanted to just throw out to you today. So whether it's this ship or another Cunard ship, but to tell you more about Cunard, I have with me Simon Palethorpe, who's come out from the UK as he does at least once a year. He's the Executive Vice President of Cunard and has the amazing task over the next year or so, and a little bit more, of bringing the next queen to market. So we're building a fourth queen.
Then it was the turn of Cunard's Senior Vice President, Simon Palethorpe, who had flown in briefly from the UK. He emphasised the importance of the Australian cruise market to Cunard, as well as Melbourne's growing attraction as a cruise hub.
About a year ago from now, we announced that we were going to spend almost 2 months with Queen Elizabeth in Australian waters, and that's going to be early next year. But that has sold really well. We've been amazed. It really has sold incredibly well. And so that gave us the confidence to this year, now, to be announcing that we're going to be 3.5 months in Australian waters, so a third of our year in Australian waters in 2020's summer season. To give you just a little bit of flavour on that, Queen Elizabeth will be sailing into Fremantle on the 6th of December 2019. She's going to come across to Melbourne, where she's going to be homeported for a full 2 months. So for a full 2 months, she's going to be here. She's going to do 6 loops, including 3 long loops around New Zealand. She's also going to be here for Christmas and New Year, which is a first for Cunard. And then after that, she'll be going up to Sydney to do 2 big loops from Sydney, one of which will go up to Papua New Guinea, after which she'll then go up to Brisbane, Darwin, and on into Asia. For the competitive-minded of you, you will have quickly registered that versus your northern neighbour, that means that 2/3 of her time here is going to be spent in Melbourne. It's a great vote of confidence in the market down here, which we think is absolutely fantastic.
Cunard's latest commitment to Melbourne is really good news, as the state has been missing out on visits by supersized ships, such as Ovation of the Seas, which are too big for the Port of Melbourne. But Sydney does not have the capacity to handle extra cruise ships, so it is a big bonus for Melbourne.
That was indeed Veronica Matheson taking tea with the Queen. That was Queen Mary you were taking tea with, wasn't it?
I was on Queen Mary too, but we were talking about Queen Elizabeth, ship, the Cunard ship, which will be coming.
E two?
No, it's Queen Elizabeth.
It's called the Queen Elizabeth. Oh, okay.
Who will be coming to stay in Melbourne for a couple of months, which is great coup.